Then, how did Caleb respond? He didn't say, yeah, God, but. They responded in pretty much the words of Satan. Yeah, that's giant's land, but Caleb said, yeah, but God said. Caleb said, yeah, but God said. Bartimaeus, screaming, jumping up and down, I want to see, I want to see. And everybody like, shut up, be quiet. Quiet, you disturbing everybody, and blah, blah, blah. Bartimaeus said, yeah, but Jesus over there, I got to get over there. The Gentile woman wanted her daughter healed. Jesus wouldn't even say nothing to her after she asked. And she asked again, and he brushed her off and went so far as to refer to her as possibly being a dog. Not going to say he called her a dog, but you get the gist. How did she respond? She worshiped him. She said, yeah, Jesus, but I know you can and I know you will. He told her, your faith is great. Your request has been granted. All right. Everybody see that? Point taken. Who are you going to say yeah, but to? Are you going to say yeah, but to God? Or are you going to say yeah, but to the devil? Man, my money is so short, and I got a bill due tomorrow. And the devil says, yeah, but. That's right. You ain't got no money. You ain't going to have no money. So are you going to say, yeah, devil, but. God told me in Philippians 4, he supplies all my needs. Or are you going to say, Philippians 4 tells me that God supplies my needs. Yeah, but show don't look good right now. Who are you going to say yeah, but to? You take these accounts and compare them to your life over the times past and present. And you said yeah, but one way or the other, your whole life, about everything. Who was you talking to? Did you say, yeah, but, when you read the word? Or did you say, yeah, but, when Satan tried to talk you out of the word? Who'd you say, yeah, but to? And I'm almost finished. And this is new for me. I normally get up here and don't realize I rambled for an hour and a half, but I'm about to. Who'd you say, yeah, but to? Now, draw you a line in the sand right here. Who are you going to say yeah, but to? By his stripes, I am healed. Please don't talk to God with yeah, but. He just told you healed. Yeah, but this thing right here sure do hurt. Yeah, but it be easing back on me sometimes. Sometimes it just creep up on me. Yeah, but the doctor told me that it's going to take 6 months. Yeah, but the doctor told me he can't heal it. Who are you saying yeah, but to? Or do you hear the doctor say, this is going to take 6 months, or I can't fix it, or this thing sure is hurting right now. You turn to that pain and you say, yeah, but. God told me. All right, now This ain't just the word of, I wish I could have a good example of a person, but just say a person. This ain't no person, word of a man, human, that's finite and been created by God. This is the one who created everything. He, the God who said, I can't lie. I will not lie. I will not leave you. I will take care of you. Cast your cares on me. I got you. That God, he said, I took stripes so that you could be well. How many times did he say, your faith made you whole? He wasn't talking just to that one person. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a chance to read it 19,000 times in the scriptures. Your faith made you whole. So that's when you tell the pain. That's when you tell the doctor's report. That's when you tell the enemy. That's when you tell him, yeah, but God said. Now this don't come just because I told you about it. Now you know about it and you already knew about it. And it takes time. You got to spend time with it. When I mean what I say by that, repetition. I said that a long time ago. You have to read it out loud where you hear yourself so that you can hear it. And you let your phone read it to you out loud so that you can hear it. And you read it out loud so that your mouth says it. And you meditate on it. And you get quiet and you let your spirit talk to you. You let your spirit tell you that. And once you hear your spirit say it, you repeat it again. It takes time. Because where I'm... scripture I'm finna take you to. Oh, man. Who you gonna say yeah but to? You gonna talk to your circumstances? When they try to scream out loud at you and tell you how bad or how you can't, you find some scriptures that's where God said, yeah, but you can. You will, more than a conqueror. Make a valiant effort on purpose to never, ever tell God, yeah, but ever again. He has pounds and pounds of promises and instructions for us to have to live by. And our response to them should never be, yeah, God, but that's too hard, or that's whatever, and that kicks you out. All right, I think I've said enough for y'all till y'all get the gist. Y'all ready to grasp hold? Y'all ready to shout? Give me that first one. All right, let's do this so I can make another comparison here. Okay. For God so loved the world, it's John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. I read some writings earlier about the kind of incorrect translation of that, and the New Living Translation says it translated a little more accurate. The King James refers to it as though it seems as though God loves us in that amount. But the New Living Translation says, for this is how God loved us, the world. He loved us like this. This is how he loved us. He gave his only son. Splitting hairs in me, I don't care how it was supposed to be translated. I heard he loved me and he saved me. He gave his only son that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. How many in here saved? How many in here has done John 3:16 and know it, and can't nobody take that away from you? Can nobody talk you out of it? It's gotten to the point where it's easy to believe, right? You believe it like you know your name.